This episode may contain a spoiler about a certain somebody that delivers gifts every Christmas. So if you have kids listening, use your discretion.
The following has been produced by PutThemInASong.com.
My name is Shane Yoder. I write songs for a living. And every day, I hear stories transform into songs. Now you can too. First of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to The Root Moon. It's been so much fun to start this thing, and I hope you all have enjoyed it as much as I have. This episode was supposed to be about this season's question, which was, is your spouse always right? But I'm sure every one of you thought the same thing just now. Well, they like to think they are, but they're not. And that's how every guest answered the question. And to be honest with you, I forgot to ask that question to quite a few guests. So instead of putting together a very short episode, and since this episode released right before Christmas, I decided to give you a little gift. A lot of you have told me that you love the episodes with me and my wife, Chrissy. So this is a Christmas episode with her and I. We talk about old memories, bring up new stories, and she tries to remember lyrics to Christmas songs. You guys are going to love that. We recorded this on my phone, which was sitting right next to her, because when she's being recorded, she likes to talk quiet. So I'm yelling across the room. This is Blue Christmas.
What am I trying to say?
Yeah, be careful. Careful.
The views and opinions of this episode does not reflect the views and opinions of The Root Note.
Good call.
Is that the safe thing to say?
I don't know. What do I know about the safe thing to say? Well, actually, I know more than you do, that's for sure. I want the one that's like a hooker Christmassy glitter red.
This is a makeup artist talking right now. She's getting ready for the next client.
I have this nail color that's like, it's like a hooker glitter.
Christmassy red. It's like, yeah, we all get it. All right. Well, this is a good start to the Christmas episode.
The conversation is now being recorded.
What are some Christmas things, like memories?
Oh.
Or things that pop up in your mind when you think of Christmas?
Visually, the first thing that always comes to my mind is Christmas Eve service with the candlelight. I know every church does that, but that was really special for my family. I don't know. I always see that.
Melting hot wax. The little cardboard thing around the candles.
Yeah.
I always tried to make the candle melt faster than it should have to try to collect as much wax on that cardboard circle. And try to melt down through the holes. I don't know. Maybe that was a boy thing.
Maybe it's a boy thing. I used to, like, wait when it... Right when you blow it out, I'd, like, wait till it's just cool enough that I could dip my finger in it and get on the tip of my finger.
You were a real Christmas Evil Knievel.
Stop. Every year on Christmas Eve, we... This is like a weird tradition, but it's because the Knicks family is always behind. But we always would end up decorating we put the Christmas tree up like early December, late November, but it wouldn't get decorated till the night before Christmas because we'd just be so busy that it would kind of fall through the cracks. So it would always get decorated the night before Christmas, and we would eat. My mom would make her potato soup and then Campbell's tomato soup was the other thing, but grilled cheese and sweet pickles. And that's what we would eat while we watched Christmas Vacation when we got old enough.
This still doesn't explain how the tree got decorated.
We decorate it while we watched all those things. The night before Christmas.
Okay. All right. I don't remember ever decorating anything with my mom.
Your mom always did it. I'm almost positive your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom was the magical Christmas elf that decorated everything. You'd come home from school and be like, oh, Christmas is here.
Yep. That's the way it worked. I remember one year I tried to fool my mom and dad that Santa really came.
No.
Because we had a coal furnace. So I went down, I got some coal and some dust, and I spread it around the living room.
I bet your mom was pissed.
Yeah, she was. I spread it all around.
I bet your mom was so mad.
And I tried my hardest to convince them that Santa really did come, and it was him that tricked the coal dust through the house.
Oh, I would love to hear your mom. That's one I've never heard before. I'd really love to hear Trish Yoder's perspective on that. Oh, I'm surprised that one's never seen the light of day at a family Christmas.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. Do you remember the time when I got coal from the basement and spread it around the living room to convince you that Santa Claus came?
No. Do you remember that, Jess? I don't know. You had to have been in kindergarten. Well, tell me about it.
I stayed up late or snuck down after you guys went to bed. And went and got coal and coal dust and spread it around the living room. And made footprints and stuff, and might have put out cookies or something and bit into it and drank some milk and just to convince you guys that Santa Claus came. But you don't remember that at all.
Well, now that you mentioned it, I do remember when you said the milk and cookie, I do remember that, but I was thinking, did he really do that? I mean, I guess I was thinking, was he pulling our leg, or like, surely he knows, doesn't he? Or something like that.
You thought I believed in Santa Claus?
No, I thought you knew about Santa Claus, you know, wasn't real or whatever. But I do kind of remember that now when you said about the milk and cookies and seeing dirt. I was like, well, how, you know, I was like I said, I think I was like, how did this get here? I'm thinking about a mess rather than that you went actually down and did that. But that sounds like something you would have done. I would have been about your age, and I wasn't sure if there was a Santa Claus or not. And I just wanted to make sure. And after everybody went to bed and I went upstairs in my room, I remember I opened my window, and it was an old house kind of like this, and it was cold, and I was sure that I heard like sleigh bells in the sky, and I was so excited, and I thought, there is a Santa Claus, really, there is. I was just worried that he wouldn't fit down our chimney or get burned or something. I didn't know how that all would work. But I never told anybody because I didn't think anybody would believe me.
What's a Christmas present that you remember opening that's engraved in your mind?
There's a couple. For some reason, the first one that always comes to my brain is... Okay, there's two. The first is sweet. It was, I remember my school went and saw the Nutcracker, like a ballet. Like, we went on a field trip and went and saw the Nutcracker play or whatever.
Where'd you go see it?
At a theater in Indianapolis.
Oh, fancy pants.
No, we went to a fancy school. Remember my gym class is the gym class where we went bowling and ice skating and all that.
Good grief.
Line dancing. No, we went and saw the Nutcracker, and I had a very wild imagination, and I wanted a Nutcracker because I believed that it would... Have you seen the Nutcracker? Do you know the story of the Nutcracker?
No, I'm really about to judge you because you believed the Nutcracker would do something.
It was the Nutcracker, like, comes to life in her dream.
Like an elf on a shelf.
No, and it, like, takes her to this... magical world and there's ballerina dancers and sugar plum fairies. Anyways, in my head, I was little, babe. I was little.
How old were you?
I mean, elementary school. I was little.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like my junior year of high school or anything.
All right.
But I believed that if they got me this nutcracker, that would happen. So anyways, they still have it. They put it up every Christmas. It's probably not as much recently, but yeah, I remember opening it and being really excited about that. And then the other one, my parents were always kind of cruel with how they wrapped like Christmas gifts. They would, I went through a Backstreet Boys phase. And I remember, I don't even know how they got all these, but like every Backstreet Boys video that was taped that was made, and that's how old it was, this how long ago this was, because they were all VHS, but my parents got me every Backstreet Boys VHS, and I opened them, they like wrapped them individually, and then they wrapped them in pairs, and then they wrapped them in groupings, and then they put them in a big box. But I had like a very Backstreet Boys Christmas one year.
I think we should put them on eBay, see how much they go for.
I mean, we could try.
We gotta watch them first though.
For sure. Oh man, I remember the one that has the behind the scenes of the making of But My Love Is All I Have to Give Without You. They were like in the rain without their shirts on, and I was like, oh, should I be watching this?
Merry Christmas.
it was a young awakening. I'm kidding. Anyways.
I guess your parents didn't see that.
No. Oh, no. They didn't, because I remember them seeing it later and being like, maybe we should have evaluated these prior to giving them to you for Christmas. My parents always, you know, did great with gifts, but those are the two that stick out to me. The Nutcracker specifically, because it was like one of the Christmases, you know, kids ask for stuff every year and then like parents like decide what they're actually going to get you. But it was like one of those Christmases where I got exactly what I wanted.
I don't remember asking for a specific thing and getting it. I think what I remember most is friends coming over to sled ride or snowboard. You know, stuff like that. That's what I remember Christmases being. I mean, I know a lot of stuff that we played on, like our snowboards or snow skates or sleds. You know, stuff like that were given as Christmas gifts. But I don't remember
opening gifts.
Yeah, I remember the use or my BB gun, the Red Ryder BB gun that's hanging on.
I didn't know that was a Red Ryder BB gun in there.
Yeah, that's, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You BB should tell gun. My dad that. I bet he'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah,
he always laughs when he sees it.
That's hanging over our front when you
that was a Christmas front, gift.
Yeah, when you enter our front door in our double wide right now. It's hanging right above the front door mantle.
I remember one year, you might have been a part of that. That was recent. My mom is like, she loves, stockings were always our favorite. Like we would get, when we were in high school, we would get like concert tickets or we'd find money in there. Like we were usually like, all right, enough with opening these big deceptive presents. Let's get to the stockings. But I remember, really? Yeah, my mom, you know that. My stockings and Easter baskets still are like my mom's love language. She loves to do that. Yeah, that's where the good stuff was in our stockings. But do you remember a couple years ago when either we were dating or it was like the first Christmas after we got married, but my mom gave us all Nerf guns and we... Yeah. So she gives everybody Nerf guns and their stockings, and we all start to play. And within like 15 seconds, my little sister Nikki, who's like, when I say little sister, she's like 5 years younger than me, she got like whopped in the eye with a Nerf, and it was over. We were done playing. It was like, well, that was fun for the 30 seconds it lasted.
Yeah, but I still got 3 bullets left in my gun.
Yep. It was a short-lived fun. We're supposed to all get Dad a bag of mini marshmallows because they got him a marshmallow shooter gun. That'll be fun for the dogs. My dad's a big kid. Honestly, that's probably my favorite part of Christmas is every year we do a really good job getting my dad a gift. He always gets the best stuff.
You could go to Cracker Barrel and get your dad a gift.
No, it's...
A new gift every year.
No, his gifts are... His taste is a little bit different than that. Like, last year I got him this Star Trek... It's a remote for your TV, but it's a Star Trek gun. And it's like... This thing is like steel. Like, it's heavy. It's got a stand on it. But he points it at the TV, and it changed... Anyways, he loved that. What are your other questions? You said you had other questions.
I didn't really have any other questions. People love us talking together. Weird. I know it's weird.
It's weird because we don't like to talk to each other. You know what we should
no.
do?
No. No. I love talking like this. But you never reciprocate.
I like to talk. It's just sometimes you say stuff that riles me up. You know what we should do? We should sing Baby It's Cold Outside. What was your favorite Christmas?
I don't know. I remember more Christmas Eves when family members came over for a Christmas Eve party. Like after the church service. Yeah. I remember more of that. I remember watching The Lord of the Rings and I hated it.
What?
Yeah. I hated Lord of the Rings.
Who in your family wanted to watch Lord of the Rings at Christmas?
I don't know, but somebody brought Lord of the Rings. I remember liking the shrimp once it thawed out because somebody brought frozen shrimp. Every year, by the way, that was our tradition.
So you're saying the tradition was waiting for thawed out shrimp?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, exactly. My favorite Christmas, it's hard to say. I'm going to generalize this into winter.
What?
I'm going to generalize it into winter because I can't remember.
That's not Christmas. That's a weird answer.
What do you mean?
I said, what is your favorite Christmas? And you said, I'm going to generalize it into winter. You mean so?
I can't remember a Christmas at all. It's memories I have in the snow, sled riding or snowmobiling with friends. Like, that's what I remember.
So, to you, Christmas is Garrett County X Games. But do you have other questions? We were listening to...
What about our Christmas here?
We've never had a Christmas here. One time we cut down a tree in our woods. It's the first and only time I got to use an electric cutter thing.
It was a Sawzall.
Oh, yeah. Shane let me use a Sawzall to cut down the sapling.
Yeah, it wasn't that big of a tree.
And we had a very Charlie Brown Christmas. The stand Shane built to hold it was bigger than the tree. Yeah,
it absolutely was.
And had more wood in it than the tree.
Yep. And that tree died so quick.
And we didn't even have a dog yet.
No, we didn't have a dog.
That was life before Hanky.
That was our first Christmas here, right?
Yep. First Christmas at the Double Y.
It looked like a branch sticking up out of our floor.
Yep.
With a huge box around it.
Yep. It wasn't meant to be a Christmas tree.
No. But it was an evergreen.
The only other story I can think of is the first time I ever went to visit your family. We weren't dating yet. But it was right before Christmas. And your mom and I were talking and she was asking me what I was doing for New Year's and trying to convince me to like come up after New Year's, and she said, I was like talking about tradition and about what you guys do with the tree, because they always have the prettiest real trees, and
we get them local. Yeah.
She was like, oh well, we burn it Christmas Eve. And I must have stared. All I know is I was just staring at her like, what? And she was like, yeah, it's her tradition. Every year we burn it. That's when we burn it. And I was like,
I'll never forget her eyes and her mouth. They opened. They were like as big as quarters. It was funny. She said, well, do you wait until you open the present? I was like, what do you mean? Did you burn the Christmas morning? Yeah, I was like, no, I meant New Year's. I'm sorry. She was like, what kind of a family is this?
So they have a ceremonial Christmas tree burning every year.
Only when you come up.
Christmas songs are so easy.
Yeah.
Boobie's singing it. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight you'll see is a carol in the wings. Forget Buble, oversinger. In your he changed the word.
You got about half those words right. Sing it.
Santa cutie, I'll fill my stocking with the duplex and checks. Sign your name on the line, Santa baby. I'll hurry down the chimney tonight.
Gold
digger.
Yeah.
What are these dumb songs? This is not fun. Not even a mouse. Children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
I will say it right now. This is terrible. Right?
I don't like it. I'll turn it up. New Christmas song.
Jeez. Turn it down.
Sweet roasting marshmallows from toasting and mistletoe up in the snow. Cerebral stories and tales of the glories of Christmas long, long ago. Most wonderful time of the year. Marshmallows rowing and everyone stowing and
here. Who's rowing marshmallows?
It's the most happiest time of the year. Come on, be a good one. I'm gonna miss this one. I'm so bad. Holy night.
What?
All is calm. I know this verse. All is bright. Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Trying to recreate what I hear. I've heard growing up in the Mennonite church.
Sorry, how good can you do on the second verse? Love's pure light, rays of beams from heavenly light. Shoot. With the glove of redeemed.
Burned.
Born.
Oh, bells jingle. Oh, I'm gonna get right this time. Oh, what fun it is to ride. Oh, what fun it is to rise in a one horse open sleigh.
Nobody's rising.
Jingle bells. Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Laughing all the way.
You have to be artistic. Let's be in jazzy. Be jazzy.
Making spirits ride.
Yeah, there you
what
go.
Fun it is to ride and sing a sleigh song tonight.
Oh,
jingle bells. Oh, shoot. What are they doing now?
Oh, what fun it is to ride and
sing. Do it, bop, bop,
bop.
Jippa-doo-ba, jiggity-ba, jingle-ba-ba-ba-boo. Oh, what fun it is to be even about the poop poop poop.
This reminds me of Ron Burgundy.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh.
Screw these. jingle bells, jingle all the way. One horse. Oh, screw you guys.
Worst Christmas. It's the worst version of Jingle Bells I ever did to you.
I don't think anyone's going to sing.
No, I know.
It's instrumental. It's the worst one.
I know. Can you see there's other Christmas music on?
In a big month, rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Have a great 2019.
Hi everyone, all you listeners to The Root Note. Thank you so much for all the love and support so far this year for this podcast. It has been really cool to see Shane dive into it, and sharing our lives and the lives of other people with you guys has been so much fun for us. Looking forward to more connection with you guys in 2019. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. May it be the most memorable yet. And be sure to come back next year and tell me those stories. We'd love to hear them.
Christmas. Without you, I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Yeah, decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear. Without you here with me, and when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start coming.
Root Note has been brought to you by Put Them in a Song, in collaboration with MBI Studios. All guests know they are being recorded and are willing to be. All music and songs are created and scored by PutThemInASong.com. You can follow the Root Note podcast at Root Note Pod on Twitter. If you would like to have a song or music created for you or a loved one, visit PutThemInASong.com, where you have a better voice than you think. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on The Root Note.